Are you searching for adventure?
Twink, bear, cub, otter.
She was like a murdery Gorton's fisherman.
Wait, this happened in the movie?
A lifetime of Hallmark.
Well, hello, everybody. It is your favorite day of the week. It is another day of A Lifetime of Hallmark, where we talk about movies on Lifetime and the Hallmark Channel, and we try to make sense of them. I'm Les Kirkendall Barrett. Hello, Jason Bowers.
Hello, Les Kirkendall Barrett.
And hello, Kirk Fitzpatrick.
Hello, Les Kirkendall Barrett, and hello, Jason Bowers.
Well, we are here after a tiny little hiatus, and we are back with more movies from Lifetime and Hallmark. Have you guys been keeping up with commercials? I can't believe that we are weeks away from the countdown to Christmas starting.
It's like 2 weeks away.
No, don't rush it.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks away.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. I'm not personally of this sentiment, but I do hear a lot of just people out in the world that, hey, I'm normally not into having all the Christmas stuff out early, but this year I'm okay with it. Like, how do you guys feel about that?
You know, this has been a rough year. So, you know what? Anything that's kind of good, that's going to be happy, bring it. At this point.
Yeah, I like the summer, so I was trying to extend the summer for as long as I could, but just isn't happening. I have to accept that it's autumn.
Come to LA, right. It's still like 90 something out.
Oh, it's summer. Okay. It's still summer.
Still summer there?
Yeah. And especially...
That's where she lives then.
I think now, especially since basically, let's face it, Halloween is canceled. And Halloween, for me, Halloween is normally like the kickoff of like party season is starting.
Yeah.
You know, because Halloween, that's when the big parties start, and it's party, 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 fun, and spending time with friends. And that's like, that's the kickoff. So since Halloween is canceled, it's looking like Christmas can't come soon enough. Just for the fun of it all. Don't you think?
You like the Halloween walk of shame, where the morning after Halloween, you see the people stumbling home in Halloween costumes.
Oh my God, no, it is fantastic.
It really is.
And Jason lives in the neighborhood where Halloween is.
Yeah. Every Halloween, a day after, I'll be walking down the street and I always find like somebody's hair extension. You'll find like a random slipper or like one angel wing or just a discarded boa.
Right. Clothes.
It's always in the side streets though, because like the madness happens on Santa Monica Boulevard, and they like 4 a.m. rolls around, and all of the street sweeper trucks from around the city descend on the boulevard, and they have that thing cleared up in like an hour. But all of the side streets, it's weeks until they're cleaned up.
Yeah. Food. You buy like food? Full bottles of alcohol?
Oh, yeah? Jeez.
Yeah.
And, people are running from the law.
And there's nothing like, you know, being in West Hollywood between like 9 and 10 a.m. and watching people in last night's costume stumble home from the night before.
Yeah.
Right. You're like, ooh, looks like David S. Pumpkins got lucky last night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You have to imagine, because I, you know, sometimes I'll see someone in costume and they look more attractive because of the costume or the fantasy the costume brings with it. And I'm sure there is somebody that has gotten laid in a David S. Pumpkins outfit, but who is the person that's like, yeah, that guy, I want to sleep with pumpkins.
I don't know. There's someone for everyone.
There's nothing like seeing that guy in last night's drag, who you know normally doesn't do drag, walking down the street next day, shoes in hand, like waiting for his Uber or Lyft or the bus to take him home.
Bus. Oh, boy.
Oh, even worse to have to go on a bus like that. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh boy!
And you could tell, his head is just feeling like someone's punching him in the head.
You know what's worse is the people that do the full body paint, or at least a lot of face paint on, because the next day it is all smeared and the hair is in disarray.
Oh yeah,
that really is a walk of shame.
Yeah.
Oh, Kurt, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. On so many levels.
Have you guys ever been victims of that? Have you ever actually been in that situation?
I wouldn't say I was a victim or that I was dressed like David S. Pumpkins, but yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So you've been there.
Yeah, but you know, but now I live close to it, so I don't have to do the walk.
Oh, I did that.
It's a short walk. It's right next door. You have to go.
Yeah,
and you're home.
I'd say for a good 20 years. Easily.
Wow. That's a lot of walking.
But then I've always lived like in other, well, up until now, I've always either lived in or around West Hollywood. So my walk of shames were never that long, but yes. Yes. Back in my drinking days, I had some walks.
Yeah. I'm still picturing somebody seducing David S. Pumpkins.
Boy, that really stuck in your head. I can see it.
It's burned in there now. It's not going away.
Someone wears that suit well.
Oh my gosh.
But when you think about Halloween in Halloween in West Hollywood, it is the largest Halloween parade in the world. Seriously.
Well, it's not a parade. It's the largest outdoor Halloween festival in the world. Yes.
Yeah. It is a festival. The largest in the world. So, and I don't know if you've ever been to like Fat Tuesday in New Orleans. And it's not Fat Tuesday level, but it's close. So the people out on the street, the majority of the people out on the street are just wasted.
Right.
Wasted.
What I find fascinating about it, though, is that everyone's wasted, but there's also people that are like there with their families. So it's like these the people from the suburbs with their little kids. Like I'm talking like, you know, 5-year-olds walking around while these like half naked men prints are around everywhere.
Yeah. Baby, I've seen like strollers.
Yeah.
Are there animals too? Because sometimes people dress up animals.
Yeah.
You know, dogs and cats.
A little bit. Yeah, I will say people don't bring a lot of pets to that because it's so crowded and so noisy that I think it would be harmful. Ironically, they don't think that way about bringing their infants, but
babies are okay. Yeah, that's right. Great.
Yeah.
And we're talking, people are smushed. It's not like people are smushed together at some point, you know?
Oh, I hate that. No, I don't like that.
It's not good for kids.
No.
No.
Not good for adults.
Not good for me. I went to a World Series parade one time. It was like the Mets won one year or something. That it was like that. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, claustrophobic.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
This year, I'm wondering this year because, you know, I've lived in LA a long time. I've lived in LA since 1990, and I've been doing the Hollywood parade or the Hollywood fair since 1992. And this is going to be like the first year since 1992 that I will not be on Santa Monica Boulevard.
I mean, you can still go down there. There just won't be a festival.
Right. Well, yeah. So it's gonna be weird. Like I'm like, am I gonna go into some sort of like withdrawal or something? And it's on a Saturday night too.
Yeah, I'm so bummed about it.
Very bummed. You know, and actually, this is so Kurt. Just so you know, one of the ways that I met Jason every year for many, many, many years, Jason and his roommate on Halloween night have a Halloween party. And I was going to this party for years, even before I knew Jason, and then Jason lived there.
You were in his home and you never met?
I'd say for a good 5 years.
Probably, like, yeah.
For good 5 years. Because because Jason and I have, like, mutual friends. Like, it's a group of people, and Jason and I have mutual friends, but we had never actually met each other.
Yeah, we had a lot of overlap.
Yeah, like, a lot of overlap. Like, Jason was at the party the day that I met my husband, but I didn't know Jason then.
Okay.
I remember seeing him there. Actually, when I met my husband, Jason was, like, in the vicinity. Like, he was that close. But, yeah. Oh, okay. But we have a ton of friend overlap, so we never actually met up until a couple of years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that was in Jason's home, because I remember the story how you met your husband. He was eavesdropping on you. So that was
in another friend. That was in our friends. We have these Australian friends.
That was a different
friends.
Place.
We have these friends, Ben and Andrew, and they were having an Australia Day party. And so
I was probably there too.
That's where I met my husband, at that party.
I was probably there too. I'm friends with Ben and Andrew.
Oh, no, you were totally there. No, you were there. Yeah. You were there with Trina.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you were totally there. Another friend of ours. Mm-hmm. Anywho, well, okay. You know what we need to do?
Oh, I think
what's that?
Does anybody have any Black China news?
China. I have to have my China. China!
And now, the Black China Report. Here's Kurt Fitzpatrick.
This is from hotnewhiphop.com. This is fresh off the press. Black China storms out of Adam 22 interview after Soulja Boy question. Adam 22's No Jumper platform has had some pretty incredible interviews over the years. Operating out of his BMX shop, Adam was able to interview some of today's biggest artists before many of us had ever even heard of them, especially me. Adam remains a juggernaut in the world of hip-hop interviews, and recently he got to sit down with the likes of Black China, who has been notorious over the years thanks to her relationship with various artists. Black China is currently making music, which partially became the subject of Adam's interview with her. At one point, the No Jumper host asked Black China about her previous relationship with Soulja Boy and whether or not she would ever contemplate doing music with him. China didn't seem to appreciate the question as she reprimanded Adam for being weird with her. She then exited the room, which led to a sarcastic quip from Adam, who has dealt with this type of situation before. The entire 18-minute interview has already made its way to YouTube, and as you will quickly find out, China didn't seem to have the greatest energy from the jump. As fans pointed out, China didn't have much to say to begin with, so it's not exactly Adam's fault that he tried to go with a provocative question. So you can watch the whole 18-minute video on YouTube.
Well, yes. So I saw a clip of this.
Yeah, I watched it too, and she says when he asked about Soulja Boy, who apparently she dated briefly in 2019, she says, guess what? Or is that what she said? She said, like, you know what? Or something, or guess what? Mm-hmm. And he said, what? And she said, this is over. I'm leaving.
I'm stuck on the fact that they were doing interviews in a BMX shop.
I guess it's the guy's BMX shop. I don't know that.
I guess.
Sounds like Hot New Hip Hop is very pro Adam 22.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We just did a big
he probably is an investor or something. I'm just picturing, like, afterwards, Black China having a big fight with her publicist about this interview, and the publicist just saying, like, I don't know what went wrong. All we did was go to do an interview in a BMX store.
Right. Soulja Boy. But this is the first time I've heard of Soulja Boy's involvement with Black China.
Oh.
A new layer of Black China we're learning about.
So you know who Soulja Boy is?
No. I have no idea. Who is it?
What's his song? Oh. The big song that he did?
Oh, God.
I might recognize the song.
You would recognize the song, yeah. Hold on.
It's an older song.
Is it that song, It's Just the Way That You Use It? Is it that one? Oh, no, that's Eric Clapton. Yeah. No, what's...
Yes, Soulja Boy and Eric Clapton get mistaken for each other.
I get this.
Now,
I don't know who's... okay, who is it? I should...
I'm looking up... I can't think of the song.
So I was watching this because I saw this on Wendy Williams, and because I alerted Kurt about this, and Kurt's like, already handled. I'm already doing this.
Yeah, I already got that.
And so Wendy Williams like showed the clip of it and stuff. Now Wendy Williams said that she felt that Blac Chyna should have stayed and like thugged it out.
Okay.
Because she says that, like, you know, Wendy Williams was like, you should never walk away from an interview. You should just stay in there no matter what.
Well, of course she's going to say that. She interviews people for a living. She doesn't want the interview to end. But if I'm the interview subject and it's getting uncomfortable for me, yeah, I would try and shut it down before I walk away. But I feel like you have every right to walk away. You're doing them a favor by being there.
And I got to say, Blac Chyna, she was very polite. She's very polite about it. Like,
well, like I thought she was like, guess what? You know, or you know what? What? I'm leaving. I'm going to do that when I go on David Rosen's podcast. If he asks me a question, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm leaving.
Oh, speaking of David Rosen, congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations to David Rosen. But while we were out, David Rosen got married.
Congrats, David.
Friend of the show.
Friend of our show, David Rosen from Bits and Pieces podcast. Congratulations.
Oh, no, I think it's called Picking Up.
Picking Up the Pieces?
Bits and Pieces might be
Piece
something.
Of my mind.
Bits and Pieces may bring people down a dark road. I don't know.
Let's see.
Get a hot piece.
I think it's Picking Up the Pieces.
What is Reese's Pieces podcast.
I think it's the Reese's Pieces podcast. Obviously, we never miss an episode. No, I do like it. I listened to the Ant Kind episode just like last week.
Okay, I'm Googling it right now. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, Piecing It Together.
Piecing It Together, yeah, which is very good. I've listened to various episodes, and I'm going to be on it at some point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing. Wendy Williams also, after this, reported that Tyga has an OnlyFans.
Okay. It's hard to keep up with all this. It's just like, this is the big news of the week. Okay, so Tyga, yeah, we talked about OnlyFans before. And OnlyFans is kind of like, what is it again? It's like a fan site, and you have to be a subscriber.
It's like if Instagram content. That Pornhub.
Right.
So it's like a social media platform, but you have to pay to follow people, but they'll deliberately put out content to encourage the payments to keep coming in.
Okay.
And so you can basically see, and most of it is just seeing your favorite celebrities, in quotes, in the butt.
Well, yeah. So it started with like porn stars would do it. And then some legit celebrities, they started doing it because it's a way to make easy money.
Right. But her sidekick, or like Wendy Williams, I guess he'd be her sidekick of sorts. He said it was only like $20. Like it's only $20. Tyga only charges, because isn't that where Blac Chyna was charging what, like $95 or something? Like it was something outrageous.
I remember
talking about.
Yes, I did a report on it once.
Yeah. But Tyga's only charging $20.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. Cut your food budget down for the month and you can afford to follow Tyga on OnlyFans. Hey, but speaking of that, like a similar thing. I'm sorry, what was that?
No.
Do you want to wrap it up? Oh, no, because I got everybody in a kerfluffle last weekend, because we have a Facebook thread where we discuss things. And I was talking about how, well, it's kind of a roundabout thing, but I said that Evil Ed from Fright Night became a gay porn star.
Yes.
And you guys were very excited about that.
No, I didn't know who that was. I just, you had said that, and you said some other things that out of context would sound very absurd to anyone. So I just said, say more words. I just thought it was funny.
Say more.
Yeah.
Oh, you wanted to hear more. Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't sure what you meant. I was like, I don't know what else to say. No, because the kid from Karate Kid who says, put him in a body bag. I thought he was Evil Ed. The same actor played Evil Ed in Fright Night, who became a gay porn star. So I was like, I really went. Yeah, I went down a road there.
Well, he's going to be in the, I've heard that he is in Cobra Kai, or that he's going to be in season 3, maybe.
He was Evil Ed?
The kid, the body bag kid.
He was already in season two.
Okay.
The actor passed away actually. He played in the show. He's ill. He was ill in real life, and he did pass away in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, Evil Ed, his porn name is Stephen Jeffries.
Mm-hmm. He's alive.
Yeah, but I just want to know that this would be like a great, like, behind the music or E True Hollywood story. Mm-hmm. Because he went from Broadway, because he won a Tony on Broadway, right?
He was nominated for a Tony. Yeah, then he had a Hollywood career for like five, 6 years.
And then he won a Boney for his porn work.
And then he went to what? He won a Pony.
No, a Boney. Like a boner.
Because it seemed like his Hollywood career, he did high profile for the time.
Right. Yeah, he was in some substantial movies.
Right, and he was always kind of like the best friend, sidekick character. And that's a pretty big, no offense to any porn actors out there, but that's kind of a big descent from Broadway to Hollywood to porn.
Yeah. Where do you go from there? Hey, we got to ask him to come on this show. He's got to say yes.
Yeah. And because I was...
Can't be the worst career move for him.
Because the thing is, I was looking at this online, and it wasn't like he was on Broadway and then was in Hollywood and then had like a string of like years of luck, of bad luck. It was pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like it was really like, it was like boom, boom, boom. So, I mean, I can
understand. Which is ironically how his first partner described their scene together.
Well, that was actually the title of his first porn film. Boom, boom, boom.
Do you think
Is it easier to bounce back into legit film from being a porn star or a gay porn star?
Oh.
And I think it's discriminatory that it's probably harder to bounce back from being a gay porn star.
I would think, well, actually, there are like female porn star, females who went on to do like legit.
Yeah, like Tracy Lords.
Tracy Lords.
Yeah. That list is short, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
And But I'm thinking, this is my thought. I think if you're a character actor, then coming back from doing gay porn would be easier than if you wanted to be a leading man.
Okay, but if you are a character actor, and this is no offense to our great character actors, but you usually put in that category because you're deemed not as aesthetically pleasing as the leading men. So are you going to be able to then get work in a gay porn where I would think aesthetics are even more important?
Yeah, you're talking about our great character actors like Ed Beatty and Eli Wallach.
Ed Asner.
Ed Asner. Right. Yeah, I don't want to see... Well, not that I'm not, you know.
But see, with the parts.
Now we started the show with the image of David S. Pumpkins doing it. And now we're thinking about Ned Beatty and Ed Astor doing it.
I don't even know how to handle that. I feel like I'm backed in a corner.
But the thing is, though, with this guy, before he did porn, though, wasn't he already a character actor? Because he was always like, he was always the best friend or like the best.
Well, there's a movie called Fraternity Vacation where I believe he's the lead. It was like a movie.
Was that the porn, 80s. Or was that the
no?
Porn
that's a
or
the... That's like an R-rated movie. All right, okay, come on, we got to come up with it. What's the name of the porn that Ed Asner is in?
Oh,
oh God, Lou Grant,
Lou. Oh, it's like something. Blue Grant,
the Mary Tyler Whore Show.
Ed Asner. Oh, God. Okay, so that's a visual I will never... burning a hole in my brain now. Thanks, Kurt.
What do you mean? We're all complicit in this.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm the one that mentioned Ed Asner by name.
Blaming me.
That's a visual I don't want.
It's Ed Asner's fault.
Ed Asner. He's still alive, right?
Yeah, he's in Cobra Kai.
So he's one of the last ones that's out of that Mary Tyler Moore, show. Yeah. He's like one of the last remaining people.
He's alive. Betty White. Valerie Harper.
Cloris Leachman.
Is Valerie Harper still alive, or did she recently pass away? Because I know she had brain cancer. Valerie Harper?
Oh, no, she passed away, I think.
Yeah.
She passed away.
Yeah.
But she, like, didn't she... But Valerie Harper, like, had...
She had brain cancer.
She had, like, breast cancer, and then she had, like, brain... Yeah. Or something, and she lived a lot longer than she was supposed to.
Okay,
I remember that.
Rhoda.
I love that. Like at the end of the day, Betty White's like, "Fuck you all, I'm still here, bitches."
And George Engel, she's still around.
Oh,
I love her,
Georgette. Well, I guess we should start with. I guess we should start talking about this movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Falling, terrible title. Falling for Look Lodge.
Yeah, and you know, this wasn't the original title.
Movie. What's that?
This wasn't the original title.
What was the original title?
It was going to be called Love at Look Lodge, because if you look it up on IMDb, that's how it's listed.
Uh-huh.
And I realized that they must have changed it like right at the last minute. And they probably changed it so it had the word fall in it, since it's part of their autumn programming.
That's true, because it's fall harvest. Mm-hmm. This is fall harvest month on Hallmark.
I have a much better branding that they could use for that next year. They should call it Fallmark. You're welcome.
There you Fallmark.
Go. Yeah.
You're loaded with the titles.
There you go. There you go. Okay.
Ugh. Okay.
My
you
ready? Are,
you sound exhausted, Les.
Well,
we haven't even started.
I watched this movie. I watched this movie. I apologize in advance. Anyway, so we see trees, and it's fall. So I'm thinking that it's Maine, or like Vermont, or Maine, or New Hampshire, or like you guys think?
They never said. I figured either New England, or more likely Pacific Northwest, because they seem to love to set movies there lately.
Right.
Can I ask a really stupid question? I'm just going to ask it. Is there fall in Los Angeles? Or is there just one? Is there really just one season?
We have like one and a half seasons here. It's fall in the sense that it does get a little cooler, but like, you know, what you associate with fall weather, that's more like what we get in December.
Okay. Right. But do the trees change colors and all that kind of stuff?
No, because they only plant stuff that's evergreen. You know, like you see a few, but it's mostly green here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the only reason we know it's fall is because Starbucks starts with the pumpkin lattes.
Yeah.
That's how we know.
Yeah.
I'd like to have one of those now. That's a commercial that worked. Okay.
So we see this woman jogging in the woods, and they show her, and she's a woman of color. And I'm like, oh. And so... So then we see a lodge.
Well, first of all, if this were a Lifetime movie and it started with a woman running through the woods, she is absolutely getting murdered in the first 2 minutes of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I was worried about her. Yeah. Safe, you know? She's
Oh, yeah. Oh, no,
running by herself.
That's like cold open Lifetime. She'd be running and jumping over things, like trying to get away from the person.
Yeah.
And then a tree to rest, and she would think that she ditched the person, and then they grab her from behind,
and then cold open, there are the credits.
3 months later. So we find out at this lodge that the activities director quit with no notice, and so then the next scene, we see this guy, he's in his car, he's on his cell phone, he's on like a work call, and he opens the door as our heroine is riding by on a bike. And he hits her. Well, we speculate that he hits her. If this was a Lifetime, they would have shown her like flipping over the car.
No, I think she actually swerved to avoid. So she just missed the door, but still fell over.
Okay, because yeah, I remember I looked. I looked and she was on the ground.
Yeah.
So they argue. You know, you opened the door without looking at me, and then he's like, you were riding and you didn't look like you were going, blah blah. So then she then leaves. We find out his name is Noah. His sister shows up, and we find out he's going to the lodge for his sister's wedding, and we find out that he hasn't seen his sister in like 2 Christmases, and it's her sister and her sister's fiance and her sister's fiance's little precocious daughter. And
which we never get an explanation for. We don't know if he had been married before.
I would imagine he's divorced, because they would have said otherwise. Right. They would have let us know that somebody died. Which we do find out about Noah and his sister Justine's parents. Because they say, I wish mom and dad could be here.
Right. I see and you know what that right means.
I'll do it again.
I see dead people.
Exactly. So then we find out that the activities director position is now available. And Lily, who is our heroine, is talking to her friend, her sidekick, and the sidekick is encouraging Lily to go for the job, and Lily says that she is going to go for the job, but she would much rather work outside, because we then find out that Lily was like in adventure tourism, but then because I guess of the economy, like the jobs washed up. And so that's why she's now working here. Question for you guys. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that this was recorded at the beginning of COVID?
No.
Or I guess then they had no budget, because there were no extras in this movie.
The only extras were in the wedding scene at the end.
Right. But at the end.
Yeah.
Probably not. I don't know what is in production at this point. No, but the beginning of COVID, I don't think anything was in production.
And that's just the only reason why I'm asking, is because this is supposed to be a lodge, mm-hmm. and this looked more like the lodge on The Shining, because there were no, other than the people that overlooked there.
I did note
no one there.
There are a couple of scenes in the movie that it made no sense why Justine was the one facilitating things and not like the catering staff or like some other staff from the hotel. It made no sense that she would be doing the cake tasting.
Right. Because the only people that were there, it was the two people who worked there, Lily's older sister, Charmaine, Lily and the family. And how many, so there were what, like 9 people in this whole movie.
And there's a bar. Like, what was it? So it's a lodge. So is it like a bed and breakfast kind of place?
Yeah. I couldn't figure out what, cause a lodge is sort of somewhere between like a hotel and bed and breakfast, but there were elements of it that looked very bed and breakfasty, and elements that looked like, oh, they have this whole other building where stuff happens.
Because it was big. Like, it was bigger than a little... Because I think of bed and breakfast as kind of a quaint, larger house.
Right.
This was bigger than that.
Yeah.
This is way bigger than a large house.
Yeah, it's weird. Because it had a bar. It had a working bar with a bartender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For, what, 6 people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they're really rich, these people. I don't know.
Oh, I get the impression they had money, for sure.
Yeah. But these people are very white. I said these people, they're like bleach white. Mm-hmm. Like, they're into autumn. They wear like LL Bean. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you're in Autumn.
Like, if you wanted a stereotype of white people, this movie epitomized it.
It is. And I never really realized that, but being into Autumn, that's like a Caucasian stereotype.
Well, isn't it funny? Okay, so like I have friends who like will go on like an Autumn vacation to New England to like watch the changing of the leaves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with all due respect to people like that, that stuff has always bored the hell out of me. I don't understand the appeal of it at all.
I like the idea of it because I do think it's pretty, like all the leaves and the mountains, but I never actually did it.
Well, it's like, I feel like I can see the pretty by looking at a photo and not have to step through all that crap.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Or like you could, you know, go to like a party or something and have the leaves changing while you're partying.
It's like, and I don't want to go apple picking. Pick the apples for me.
Seriously. Seriously.
I went blackberry picking. That shit's expensive. Yeah. You load that stuff in a bucket and you bring it to the cash register. I almost went broke.
You end up spending more to get to do it by yourself than you pay if you just let somebody else do it for you.
What a fool I am.
See, that doesn't even remotely sound fun for me. Picking,
I couldn't imagine. Maybe I could kind of see you doing it, Jason.
Ooh,
but I don't know. Oh. Maybe Jason, but I can't imagine Les out in the field picking blackberries, putting it in a bucket.
Because right. It would not happen.
This is what we should do next Halloween, Les, is you and I get dressed up in really slutty outfits the day after Halloween.
And live tweet it.
Slutty blackberry pictures. Yes.
Why does this David S. Pumpkins outfit have a butthole cut out?
Right. or you know what? I could see myself though if it was like, remember, did you ever see the movie Baby Boom?
Just recently, actually, yeah.
Like when she was, I could see myself kind of like her. Because remember how like she, you know, the premise is she, you know, she moves to the country after she's like this New York businesswoman. I could see myself kind of like her.
Is Baby Boom essentially the blueprint for all Hallmark movies?
Oh my gosh.
Is it?
I never thought of it that way, but you're actually kind of right.
I saw that years ago.
It pretty much is like a Hallmark movie.
Wow. I think so, because she has to go back to her small town, right? Yeah, because it starts out, she's a businesswoman, then she goes back to her small town, and then doesn't she create some kind of baby product?
Yeah, baby applesauce.
Okay.
Because, and the only reason she picks the apples is because she loses her job, she goes to the country with the little baby that who was like her cousin's, like she inherited the baby, like she didn't even want the baby. And then she goes, and then the whole reason why she picked apples is because she was bored. And she started picking the apples.
There you go.
And then she fell. And then she fell in love with the vet, who she thought, "Oh my god."
And was it Sam Shepard? Was that the?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then she went back. And then she learned everything that she learned in the country. She went back and was successful in her business because remember the business meeting where she was like, "Yep, nope, yep, nope." We figured out the key to the Hallmark Channel. Baby Boom.
Unlock the code.
We need to have Diane Keaton on this show immediately.
Yes.
We can't because we've already lined up Evil Ed and Black China. So after their appearances, then we might be able to squeeze in Diane Keaton.
And Diane Keaton, when you're on the show on our Zoom, I want you to wear a hat and your gloves because she always wears like quirky little hats.
Huge hats, yeah.
Yes.
Listen up. Diane Keaton, we have demands.
Anywho, Lily.
Lily? That's Herman Munster. Lily?
We are off the rails today.
Lily asks her sister Charmaine, because her sister Charmaine is the owner of the lodge, or runs the lodge. Mm-hmm.
I think she's not the owner.
So Lily asks her sister for the activities director job. And I wrote here, her sister's a bitch. Because her sister was like...
Just hire your sister.
Right. And especially... It looked like she was good at the job. It looked like she was enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. But the sister's like, no, I can't just hire you. You've got to, like, prove yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Like, if the staff, if she was, like, new coming to work at the lodge and nobody else knew her. But, like, it seemed like the staff liked her and respected her and would have been totally happy if she got the job.
And it wasn't like they were overwhelmed with clients in the lodge. They had five people.
No.
So Charmaine agrees to use this time with her helping this family out as like her trial period, and if it is successful, then she will consider her for the job. So then Noah, the guy, is upset because the Wi-Fi in the place is not good. And then we find out that Noah and Justine used to come to that lodge when they were kids with their parents, and that's why Justine wants to get married there. So then Noah's being shady because there's no business center, but it's like, idiot, it's a lodge. What have you ever seen? Well, actually, I take that back. I guess there have been some lodges with business centers, but they're never big.
But usually, a business center isn't usually like a little. It's like a couple booths, right?
It's basically a tiny little office with some cubicles where you can like use their computer. They might have a printer or a fax machine there, and that's about it.
Right.
Yeah. What does they need that for? Well, they have a fax machine there.
Oh no! He threw her shade when she talked about a fax machine. Like, he gave her, she's like, we have a fax machine, and he, like, totally was shady to her and threw this look like, we're in 2020, lady. What do you mean a fax machine? So then,
I'll wire you if I want to use your fax machine.
So then, this is another thing. So this family must have been really lame because they needed an activities director. For all, how many of them were there? Five or six?
How many? Let's count. There were the two. There were the parents, and then there's the groom and the bride, and then there was Noah.
Overall,
and the daughter.
So six, including little girl. Yeah.
So for six people, they needed an activity director. Activities director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so.
And not just that, an activities director to do. They're going. Really?
Well, no, I shouldn't say that. Okay.
Oh, go ahead, Kurt. Go ahead.
I was gonna say they're going off for a second wedding on their son, but usually that's. Oh wait, where'd Les go? That's it. Oh, Les walked out like Black China. Yeah. Yeah, he's back.
So.
I just think it's funny that not only were they going all out for their son, but they hired an activities director to plan stuff like let's play trivia.
Right.
Yeah, because you couldn't come up with that yourself.
Yeah. And so then here's the thing, too. So the trivia, the couple had to come up with the trivia game, but since there was only six of them, that meant that four of them would be actually playing the actual game. Mm-hmm. Because since the two people were giving, it was trivia on them and their relationship, other than those two, who would care?
Also, why did they have just like random sports trivia mixed in with the family trivia?
Right. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, after they ran out of family trivia, they moved on to general trivia.
After like two questions of family trivia, they're like, this family's boring. Let's talk about other shit.
Right. So then we find out that the little girl is like, she likes photography. So they made her like the photographer of the weekend. And then we find out that Lily's sidekick.
We're talking about cheap.
Right? We find out Lily's sidekick has a crush on the only other person who works there.
Poor thing, too.
Yeah.
Come on, Kate, really?
Teddy.
Kate, look at him.
What'd you guys think of Teddy?
That was adorable. He probably thinks the same of us.
Yeah.
All right.
Right, exactly. Because when they point out, when she's like, Teddy, I was like, my thought was, are you sure?
I was like, girl.
I like how we can. Okay. I like how at this point we could express this with without even using that many words.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, like I don't want to. If he's not, that's fine. But he certainly read that way.
Yeah, and he had like a hipster mustache. Mm-hmm. That was. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it was like, it was like, Catherine, are you sure? Okay.
Pants are really tight. He knows how to dance, but sure, have at it.
Right. So then, I even wrote here in my notes, this game looks boring.
The Trivial Pursuit. Yeah, you wouldn't have a good time there.
But the, then,
see, Les would have come up with way better questions, though, because he would have been snooping around for a while.
Well, they should have come up with some darker family questions.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Like,
what happened? What happened to Craig's first wife?
Right.
What? Please describe in horrendous detail.
Please describe.
Yeah. How did Justine and Noah's parents die horrifically?
Right. Horrifically. So then Noah gets really weird. He gets very weird and he gets very competitive to the point that he made his sister very uncomfortable. And so then, so then Lily could sense that something weird was going on. So then Noah, in the meantime, is pissed off because his office like sends him a fax. Like, he asked the office a question, and the office basically sent him a fax back saying, hey, have fun. Remember, you're supposed to be on vacation. And it turns out that, I guess, the company that he works for was his parents' company. And mm-hmm. So his sister is on the board. So I take it that they were from a very wealthy family.
Yeah.
Then. And so since his sister was on the board, she got a hold of everybody and said, listen, he works too much. Do not encourage him. And so that's what they were basically doing, is like, nope, your sister said no work for you. And so then they're going on a hike, and Lily notices that his shoes are new, and she's like, don't wear your new shoes hiking. And then we find out while they're on the hike that their parents, Justine and Noah, their parents used to bring them there on family vacations. We then also, during the hike, find out that Noah hasn't started his wedding speech yet because he's been working way too much.
Did you feel like Lily, for barely knowing Noah, is a bit of a nag? Because she keeps going in on him, you need to do this, you need to do this. It's like, it's not his wedding.
She took his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, why aren't you writing your speech right now? It's like, it's none of your business.
Right. Yeah.
That's not part of her job.
Nope.
Right.
Maybe your sister is right. Maybe that's why she's on probation.
Right. She takes Noah's phone. And then she then later is talking to Noah. So we find out that she was a tour guide. She loved it. She lost her tour guide job. And then she is kind of an egg too, because then she's like, I noticed that you're being kind of cold to your new in-laws, to your sister's new in-laws. You should be nicer to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's not comfortable around them, she thinks.
Right. But then again, I kind of get that, you know, your sister or your sibling marries into a family. They're not your, like,
yeah. He's not the one choosing. Family, he's not the one choosing to marry into that family. She is. Like, all he has to do is be cordial to them. He doesn't have to be their family member.
And he was being nice. He's being nice to them.
Yeah, I thought everybody was being nice.
And then he hadn't, and he'd never met them. He was just meeting them for the first time.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they'd spent time together before. So he's probably like warming up to them. I get that. So then Charmaine is totally micromanaging Lily. So this next part, though, I kind of wanted, they were having a bonfire and they were making what were called Noah and Justine's last name is Moore. So they were making these things called Moore s'mores. These actually looked good.
They sounded good. And I don't like s'mores, but when they described that it's not just the right. graham cracker, the marshmallow, and the chocolate, but also peanut butter, I was like, huh, never thought to do that.
And a cookie.
Oh, I thought the cookie was the cracker.
Graham cracker. Yeah, graham cracker, I would assume. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But no, it did sound good. Peanut butter sold it.
Yeah.
I've never considered peanut butter on a graham cracker, but I'd be willing to.
Well, I'm just thinking the peanut butter with marshmallow is already a good combo, as is with chocolate. So why not adding that to the graham cracker? Why wouldn't that be good?
And heat it up a little bit? Yeah, that would be good.
Great.
I want to have one right now. Please hold.
I might. I've got a grill out back.
So the family actually likes Lily, and so they invite her to hang out. And so then Lily's hanging out. She apologizes to Noah for being kind of a nag. Then, okay, this next part I wrote, Kurt would love this, because they invite her to the cake tasting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's my brand. I like cake. Part of my brand. I'm very excited about that. We've seen many cake tasting things, and I've said before that I would like to pretend I'm getting married so I could taste test wedding cakes.
I will say that in these movies they always have some sort of cake tasting. So I'm wondering if there's listeners that we have in the greater New York, New Jersey area that are getting married and they're like, hey, let's just invite some friends to the cake tasting. They should invite you, Kurt.
Invite Kurt Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, for the show.
Gladly go.
Yeah, I'll go. You know, everybody, if social distance is enforced and all that, I will absolutely go.
If we ever get to a point where we're doing live shows and meet and greets, we're absolutely serving wedding cake as one of the hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Like a cake, tasting contest. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there.
So then when he invites Lily to go to the cake tasting, she says, it's a date. But then she feels very awkward that she says that. And so she's telling Catherine about it. And Catherine's like, oh, just go. You'll be fine.
She also says Lily also admits that she was being a real, a real bitch. I was going to say something else.
I thought so.
Brother-in-law. I'm not going to say that because people are going to scour through these episodes.
A real cake taster.
She's been a real cake taster to her brother-in-law. And so she also had she didn't warm up to her brother-in-law so quick, so she could relate to Noah.
Right.
That's good. I should keep my mouth shut, but I got to talk on this.
Les, did you like what happened next?
What happened next?
Well, and actually, this is sort of marrying something Les would love with something Kurt would love. It was a roasting marshmallows montage.
Yes.
That's good, yeah. Yes, it's very close to my heart. I like a roasted marshmallow.
Oh, so then they're at the cake tasting, and I wrote, Kurt would be in heaven right now. Because it's like, all this cake.
It's great, yeah.
And no one from the catering team.
Yeah.
What's that?
No one from the catering staff was there.
No.
No, hardly anybody was there.
Like
maybe it was. Maybe this was like the Overlook of The Shining. Maybe these people were actually the winter caretakers.
Because I was like, there are no extra, like no extras in this, none.
Nobody.
Because they always have like an extra like a cake tasting person who like has no lines, who just basically stands there and hands them cake.
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, there'd be some odd staff member that would pop up. It's like there's some blonde woman she was in like one shot.
Well, when they're getting ready later in the movie for the wedding, they do, and they had the extras there for that day of shooting. They had a couple of people dressed up doing shots of like getting the wedding ready, like somebody like tying a bow around something and moving chairs and whatnot.
I bet they're so cheap on this. I imagine like the leanest lunches they probably give the extras. Yeah.
Well, they eat the cake.
Service table is probably like Cheetos and Tootsie Rolls,
M&Ms.
Yeah. Well, M&M's are like, hey, if we're wrong, let us know, Hallmark. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, please let us know.
I think that they just take the cooking, you know, they do those cooking segments on Hallmark Home and Family. They just take that food and they fly it to Vancouver and they feed everyone there with that.
So during this cake tasting, the energy got weird.
Yeah.
Like the energy at this cake tasting got very weird when it came to actually picking the cakes. And so, I guess so she wanted a cake, like Justine wanted a cake, but then Noah got weird about the cake. So they ended up saying, well, let's just have two cakes, which I was like, well, it's Justine's wedding. She should have the cake that she wants.
It got weird because Justine, her brother knows that she likes chocolate, but then she was trying to please or, you know, meet her fiance halfway with the other cake. The other cake sounded good. I like chocolate too. The other cake was some kind of lemon cake.
It was
lemon,
like lavender. Something cake. Lavender.
Yeah. Lavender cake. So if that's good, if that's particularly good, that would, I don't know. Who knows?
But that's part of marriage. Did you have to compromise? Yeah,
but if they want more than one flavor, they could do different layers of or different flavors. And again, this would have all been planned out months ahead of time. You don't taste the cake the day before the wedding.
Right, exactly.
Complain about that
you
before.
Do not wait.
Consolidated.
You do not wait until the last
day. Right, so just have both cakes. You already have them on hand.
Yeah. It's like your cake should have been picked months ago. Months ago.
Mm, cake.
So then, so they leave after the cake tasting looking pissed, and Charmaine blames Lily, and that's dumb because Lily had nothing to do with it.
I like the pissy looks on their faces as they walk by her.
Charmaine was always there. Did you notice that she was always lurking anytime?
Well, whenever something bad happens.
Yeah,
whenever something like a little, yeah.
Yeah, anything that could like look even slightly not correct, Charmaine would just sort of pop up like the Great Gazoo and the Flintstones and be like, what's going on around here?
I used to like Gazoo.
Oh, man. I wonder what people think of, like, people sitting home during this year 2020. What are people at home thinking when they're watching this movie? They get, oh, these people have such a difficult time. They don't know what cake to choose.
Right.
What a trial and tribulation.
Right. Right.
I feel so sorry for the owners of that lodge. Their activities director quit. That must be horrible.
Right. It's so funny. 2020, we'd be like, just take the cake, just throw the cake out, just eat the damn thing, just eat it.
They ran out of activities. They must be low on puzzles.
Right?
Oh.
Watch Tiger King.
Oh, man. Fantasyland.
But yeah, I felt sorry for Lily because it's like, okay, Charmaine, she can't help it that the couple is butting heads. This has nothing to do with her. But Charmaine's like, it's your responsibility, even though. So then Lily actually steps in and she sets it up so that Justine and her fiance go on this like spa day and for Noah to babysit the little girl, Beatrice. But they're not supposed to know that Lily set it up, even though Justine like sees through the whole thing and knows that Lily set it up. So then her and Noah start talking about their hopes and dreams, and she is telling Noah about her promotion, and Noah is like, because then she mentions about her dream job, and Noah's like, you should just screw the promotion and go for your dream job. You know, and her dream job was she always wanted to start an adventure company. And he's like, you should just do that. And so then Lily talks to Justine. And Justine says that ever since their parents died, Noah has been pouring himself into business. Justine likes Lily. And Lily catches Noah working. She starts giving him shit. She then tells Noah that you have to have two speeches. Because even you, you're the best man, but you're supposed to have the speech for the dance at the beginning, which is traditionally done by the dad.
Is that a thing?
Your dad is no longer here. You've got to do it.
I don't ever remember hearing a dad do his speech before the dance at a wedding.
First of all, I thought it was the best man who gives the speech.
Best man usually does one, and a lot of times the maid of honor.
Yeah.
Is he the best man? That's what we heard. But, and also somebody, or Lily, keeps like bringing the room down by mentioning these parents who died. They're like, well, usually, what's that? Just heard it. They're like, wait.
Oh, you want to hear it again? Okay.
Okay, good. There it is. Someone always brings the room down. They're like, well, you have to write a speech because usually it'd be the dad. But, and then everybody gets this like puss on their face.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so at this point, Charmaine has been harassing Lily so much that it starts raining, and Lily starts like freaking out, like, "Oh my god, what am I going to do?" Because then Charmaine's probably going to blame her for that too. Like, Lily, it's raining; it's your fault.
You know, if this were a Lifetime movie, Charmaine would be the murderer. She'd be the one. She's like, she's trying to deliberately ruin her sister's life for some reason. Like, we're going to find out that they're not really sisters, but Lily doesn't even know it.
So then Lily catches Noah. Lily goes and starts talking to Noah, and she catches him checking his phone. So then she creates an activity because it's raining. Like, they're going to have, like, an apple pie making activity.
God forbid these people get to relax for a little bit.
Right.
Well, somebody's got to make the food. There's no kitchen staff there.
Seriously.
Tomorrow, we're going to do bed turndown service class.
Right.
After making the apple pies, we're going to have a lot of fun husking corn.
Yeah. The morning of the wedding, we're going to do something really exciting that only happens here in New England called cleaning the toilet.
Right. Right. Exactly. So then they have an apple pie making montage.
I've never seen so much people have fun. These people are juggling apples. It's a ton of people making one apple pie. Yeah. That looks like a pain in the ass.
They would be the biggest assholes to sit next to at a Korean barbecue.
Right.
They'd be flinging meat in the air.
Jesus.
Oh, so then little Beatrice wants to make a secret photo album, like, as a gift for her parents.
Uh-oh. In Lifetime, a secret photo album could be very dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It would be pictures of, like, it would be pictures of them having sex and, like, you know, from the big, giant hidden camera hidden behind the plant.
I mean, it's a secret photo album.
And, like, the guy's face is just scratched out with knife marks.
Right, exactly. So then they're taking dance lessons, and Teddy is giving the dance lessons. And so.
Well, what a surprise that Teddy is the one that knows how to dance there.
So right.
That's a
shocker. Makeup tutorial. We all have to freshen up.
So then Noah's sneaking working, and Lily brings him a pumpkin spice latte.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Beatrice comes up missing all of a sudden, and
they're freaking out over this, by the way. They're acting like this girl got abducted by wolves. She wasn't like 5. She was probably about 12 years old. She's going to find her way back to the room.
And so, they're flipping out. And especially since she talked about liking taking pictures, she's probably like, you would think that she was probably just out taking pictures or something. Because she kept on talking about taking pictures and she kept on doing it. So you would think, oh, she's probably out in the back, like taking a picture or something.
Also, like, yeah, they made it look like...
I would have left her alone with Noah.
Well, they didn't know that she was with Noah at first, but they are all acting like, oh my God, we got to find her. Let's reach out to everyone. They never called Noah to say, hey, do you know where she is?
Right.
They forgot Noah was there.
Because the reason she's missing is because she's with Noah and Noah's helping her make her gift, her wedding gift. And
I think Charmaine has kidnapped Beatrice in the Lifetime version of this movie.
Right? Oh, yeah. Charmaine has her locked in the basement. Mm-hmm.
With the knife that they were using to cut the apples.
Right.
Damn.
And then Lily...
Dark.
Okay, so this next part I'm a little hazy about. Because how did because this next part, things went left very quickly.
What, you mean like...
Yeah, because, okay...
Politically, so Lily, or...
Yeah.
Well, no.
They took a stand in this movie I was not expecting. Bernie Sanders did a cameo? It was weird.
No, because Lily brings Noah, like, hot chocolate. They're chatting. The next thing I know, all hell is breaking loose, and his sister's flipping out, and then Lily gets fired. What?
Yeah, it did escalate quickly.
The way you describe it, I'm unclear now. Yeah, what happened? Lily was in Noah's room.
Right.
Where are my notes on this? Yeah. We leave her. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, first of all, Craig runs. Wait, was this? Am I skipping ahead here? Craig runs his speech. Craig runs his speech by Noah, and part of the speech, he says, "We leave our old lives behind."
Yeah.
And Noah gets upset about this.
Yeah. And he kind of, you know, not super upset in person, but he kind of is like, I'm not feeling well. I got to go.
His speech says, "We leave our old lives behind, and this includes your gawky brother." So he gets mad about that and he runs off. And then he hides in his room.
And then Kate tries to ask Teddy out. and then he says he's spending the night with his love. And then Lily's like, "Oh, can I meet her?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, sure, you can meet her." And I knew it was going to be a pet, which it turns out being later. But then Lily goes to Noah's room. She calls him out for avoiding things that are uncomfortable. He calls her out for doing the same. Says something along the lines of, "You can't do this someday. Someday isn't just a day of the week." And then she flips out on Noah. And then Justine shows up and flips out on Noah because she realizes that he has been working this whole time. And of course, Charmaine is there eavesdropping with her giant Lifetime camera.
She pops up.
Gazoo!
Yeah. she just pops up, and I think I don't blame her for hanging out in that room. That was a nice room.
Yeah, was where all the action was happening. Nobody was in that deserted inn.
No,
right? And Lily, and I'm like, okay, this is a lot. This is very extreme for what just happened.
She chews her out. Yeah. Well, she feels like it was inappropriate. She was in the room with a client.
But she was giving him hot chocolate.
Yeah.
She brought him hot chocolate.
Oh, I don't agree. I don't agree with Charmaine. Yeah.
To be fair, though, giving somebody hot chocolate in a Hallmark movie is basically foreplay.
Right. That's true.
That might be going all the way.
Yeah.
But, then the Charmaine has the nerve after she fires her. She's like, "You're fired." And then she hugs her. She goes, "But you can stay with us." I'm like, I'm not staying with you. I'd rather sleep in the car.
It's like, F you. And especially, this is your sister. It's not just like an employee. This is your sister.
Yeah.
I want to be there for you after you get fired, even though I'm the one who fired you.
Your boss is an asshole.
Right. So that's how you treat family. You like. And apparently.
Your boss hates you. That's the only reason you lost that job.
And apparently this isn't in California, because don't you need like a paper trail? Like, you can't just fire somebody like that, or can you?
California, you can. Wow. California is a right to work state. You can fire anyone for any reason.
Wow.
That's it.
So So now Lily's fired, and Catherine is trying to like give her a pep talk. And then on the other side of things, Teddy is giving Noah a pep talk. Like, girl,
here's what you got to do.
So then, after Lily's pep talk with Catherine, Lily creates a business proposal because she decides that she's going to go ahead and start her own adventure tour business. So then, meanwhile, Teddy introduces Catherine to the love of his life, Shelley, who is eternal.
Yeah.
A little weird.
But he was afraid of Charmaine too, because he was like, these people left their turtle and Charmaine hates pets, so that's why I'm hiding her. Because Charmaine's not having that either.
This is who he was planning to spend an evening with. I'm going to spend the evening with my love. His love is the turtle. Yeah,
it's like
Salmonella.
Salmonella was the name?
Because turtles have salmonella.
No, is it the turtle's name is Shelly.
Oh, okay.
Like, because it has a shell.
Shelly. Yeah. But I didn't know a turtle king has salmonella. What's that?
Oh, it's a... How would you... It's a...
It's a wife still?
No, salmonella, the like, you know, the thing you can get from food, like infected food.
Yeah, a turtle has that?
Mm-hmm. They can carry it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, these people better be careful.
So wait, one of the few people that is actually working in food service in this hotel might be giving everyone salmonella.
Right, exactly.
It's my turtle. Boy, this movie's bleak.
Wow.
It might fit into this. It might fit into 2020. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So then Lily is packing up and leaving, but then Charmaine stops her, and Charmaine's like, wait, you can't go. These people loved you and gave you a great review. You can have your job. And Lily's like, F you. No, I'm going on and starting my own company.
Plus, I put an ad up on Indeed.com. It doesn't look like anyone else exists in the world. I can't reach anybody. There's no Wi-Fi.
Right. And there's no people. There's no people here at the place. There's no Wi-Fi. So Lily says no, but then Justine talks to Lily and thanks Lily for her help and then invites Lily to stay for the reception. So then Noah is looking for Lily, but Lily is nowhere to be found. And so he asks Catherine, and then Catherine is like, well, I think she left, but here's her phone number, which that's kind of cool, you know, to be a good wing woman and make sure that the guy who your friend likes gets her number. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Did you think it was weird, though, that Kate knew that number off the top of her head to just write it down?
Yes, especially these days.
Yeah.
Because I used to remember, but like back in the Stone Ages before cell phones, I used to totally memorize phone numbers.
Well, because you had to physically dial them yourself. Now you just have to search for the name.
Right. But yeah, now I couldn't even tell you what my husband's phone number is.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, you're supposed to know that stuff. You can get in trouble if your significant other quizzes you. What?
He doesn't know mine.
Like that.
Okay. He doesn't know mine.
But what if Kurt and I have an anniversary trivia party for you, mixed in with some random sports trivia?
Oh, well, first of all, we know nothing about sports. Nothing. Actually, you can do like...
No, I was going to say, let's ask Les some questions, see if he knows. So what...
Okay.
Where was John born? Like, what city?
Bristol.
Okay.
Now, see, the thing is, Kurt, I don't know whether or not that's true. You could have just lied to us.
Yeah, we don't know. Well, he said it very quickly. So. Well, actually, should we be doing this? We're giving away what John's university? Personal... Yeah, I was going to say, what university?
I don't care. What university? He went to Sheffield University.
Okay.
In Sheffield.
Yeah, and we also haven't narrowed it down too much. All we said was a guy, you know, all the audience knows is it's a guy named John who is from Bristol.
John, it's Les's husband.
Yeah.
So he went to Sheffield University.
Okay.
In Sheffield.
All right.
Like Mr. Sheffield on The Nanny.
It's the only reason you married him, isn't it?
Anything else?
No, that's all I've got. That might be the end of this bit.
Yeah.
And he plays cricket. My husband plays cricket. He hates cricket.
That was the next question. What does he play and hate?
Cricket.
There you go. You got it.
Anywho, then it's the wedding time. Then it's time for the wedding speech and dance and da 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 da. Lily shows up. Lily and Noah are talking. Noah realizes, he tells Lily that he's discovered the error of his ways, and so he's not going to work so much. Then Lily says that she's starting her own company, and then Noah says that he could be her first client. And then a joke is made about, oh, but this goes against company policy. And then they kiss. and it's over.
I like that Justina, I like that Lily was invited to the wedding. I guess somebody must have canceled. You know, people are very tight with their invite list. You know, they can't squeeze another person in a lot of times.
Yeah, because it's money.
They have a seat for her.
Every person's like another $50 to $100, if not more.
True, but the lodge does know some people there to get a hookup.
Oh, and then
she probably would have been at the wedding anyway if she hadn't been fired.
Oh, and then I forgot to mention that people did show up at the wedding, like 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
Very people intimate affair.
Right, these people have no friends. Like 10 people showed up.
They're very personal, and look at all the fun they like to have. But they don't have any friends. Well, maybe they're just hanging out with themselves.
Because their idea of fun was let's have a trivia contest about each other,
right?
But like in a lodge.
Well, we tried that too.
Yeah,
true.
Is the lodge the magic ingredient to making that extra fun?
Anyway, so that was it.
That was it.
This movie was boring as hell.
Mm.
This movie was
Lily though. Lily was Lily I found very attractive. I found her to be a lovely woman.
I do have to say though, the casting was good because Lily and Charmaine did look like they could actually be sisters.
Yeah. And oh gosh. I lost it. Never mind.
Craig?
Yeah, I was going to say something about Craig and his... I got confused. Never mind.
Craig looked and sounded like a young Tony Robbins.
Oh, yeah. I can kind of see that. Yeah. Like Tony Robbins meets the guy from Social Network and Call Me By Your Name, Armie Hammer. Kind of like a TV version of Armie Hammer.
Oh.
Okay.
I like that. The Hallmark version of Armie.
Yeah.
Work is work.
Right? Hey. So what did you guys think of the movie?
It was boring, but not terrible. We've seen worse.
Oh, God, we've seen worse.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. It was all right. I actually did enjoy seeing the autumn. You know, the leaves and the... forest.
the Hallmark movies, nice. One thing I'll absolutely give them credit for is their movies always look fantastic. They're always very well shot.
Oh my God, did you guys see that commercial that Bo Derek is going to be in a Hallmark movie?
Yeah, the cast was huge. Yeah. It was John Voight, Bo Derek, Terry Polo, and James Caan.
Yeah.
Yeah, James Caan is in this thing. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, I saw the ad for it.
I was like, wow, where'd they get the budget for this movie? No.
You know what I think that is? Because it's on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. I think that's them looking at how well Yellowstone is doing for the Paramount Network and saying, oh, there's clearly an appetite for Westerns with older, more established actors. We could probably make some money off this.
Wow. Because I was like, because first I was like, wow, that woman looks like wow, it is Bo Derek. And then they started rattling off the cast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, jeez, not too shabby.
Yeah. A-list for Hallmark.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, so what, John Voight is an Oscar winner. Did James Caan ever win an Oscar?
I don't think so.
He was nominated.
He's definitely been nominated.
For The Godfather?
He probably was, yeah. He didn't win,
yeah.
I don't think that actually is
a very huge cast for them.
Yeah.
It's the Godfather of Hallmark, in a way.
Seriously. Well...
Didn't Bo Derek, like her husband, was a Svengali, and he was controlling
Derek.
Her career? Yeah, John Derek. And John Derek was an actor. You see him in like some old movies.
And then he became a director, and like he was with Linda Evans before Bo Derek and literally like groomed Bo Derek.
Right.
And then dumped Linda Evans and then went with Bo Derek.
Damn.
And then Linda Evans started to worship Rantha.
Oh, that's right.
See, you can go on and on and on. We could be here all day.
Is Linda Evans the one that married Yanni? Is she married to Yanni?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not anymore. I didn't even know that word.
Yeah.
She married Yanni. Yeah. She was with Rantha. Rantha lived in her house, and then she married Yanni. Boy, let's get her on the show.
Linda Evans. I'm surprised Linda Evans doesn't do Hallmark movies.
She probably doesn't need to.
I always write these names down, but then I don't follow up.
Linda Evans, she's Crystal on Dynasty.
Oh, I know she is. I just wrote her name down so I could ask her to come on
the show. Wait. Oh, yeah. She sort of with Yanni a long time ago. But there are some great photos online of the two of them together.
Just hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to discuss all this stuff. We have a lot to talk about with her.
Well so get ready, guys, because it's looking like this year. It's looking like this year. Lifetime is going to basically jump into the countdown to Christmas game because Lifetime has already started promoting their Christmas movies too. And it's looking like Hallmark and Lifetime are going to have dueling gay movies. Because Hallmark is like, we're going to have gay themed characters. We're going to have a gay characters in our Christmas movies, and Lifetime is like, oh yeah, we're going to have a gay-themed Christmas movie. How about that? So all of a sudden...
And Ed Asner shows up and says, I'm here to drop off my resume.
Right? He's like, ho, 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 if you know what I mean.
Who's this? The guy, Teddy?
No, Ed Asner, I said.
Oh, Ed Asner. Oh,
call back to earlier in the show, the gay porn.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
But then I loved that, like, in the dueling commercials, Lifetime, I think, is really trying to one-up Hallmark because then they show the picture of the two guys kissing in their commercial. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I read that for the Lifetime gay-themed movies, all of the actors are gay. Mm-hmm. Like, are all out and gay. So... I don't know.
Hallmark's really going to surprise me if they show the guys kiss, even if it's that one little peck at the end of the movie they always do.
Right.
It'll be really surprising to me if Hallmark shows that.
Well, it's so funny because I've been looking, because for those of you who don't know, over the past year, the woman who now runs Hallmark is black. Mm-hmm. And in these commercials of even like the Fall Harvest and the Christmas, I have never seen Hallmark movies as diverse as these movies are going to be.
Yeah.
The Hallmark channel is like literally unrecognizable when it like showed all these people. So I was like, okay, at least they're, you know.
Well, we never even really pointed out the fact that the main couple in this movie we just watched is interracial.
Right.
Like, we pointed out that she was black and that he was white sort of in separately from one another, but we never comment on the fact that they were together in this movie. That was not an issue. And I love that.
Right. Not at all.
And this woman was Indian, wasn't she? I thought she was black.
No, she was biracial. She was biracial, black and white. And come on, her sister was named Charmaine.
Oh.
I have cousins named Charmaine.
I was mistaken. I'm not convinced. Okay.
But the thing is, I think finally with this new head of the station and stuff, they're realizing that not only conservative, ultra-conservative people watch this channel. And they're finally realizing that, hey, we can piss off our base, but that's not going to, like, hurt us with viewership.
Yeah. When I also think they realize that there are plenty of conservative people that aren't the stereotype of what we've seen in this movie all the entire time we watched it.
Right.
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 Yeah.
So I'm actually very excited to see how this is going to, like, shape up, because it's seriously looking like they're both kind of gearing up to go head to head and be very competitive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I guess, you know, Lifetime-wise, I guess we better get our killer movies in for a while, because after October, we're not going to be able to see it for another 3 months. So I guess for our last Lifetime movies before the holidays in October start, I guess I've got to really, like, look and pick some doozies.
I mean, it is Halloween season, so we can find some killer movies, some murder movies.
Yeah, oh, well, did you guys know that on Lifetime right now, it's Fear the Cheer Month?
Yeah.
So all of the movies this month are about, like, killer cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm. We've watched some of them already.
Yeah, we have watched at least one of them. It's great that they have so many. They have so many stocked up.
Right. But I love the commercial for Fear the Cheer is Vivica A. Fox going, "You mess with the wrong cheerleader."
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's a great... great little snippet.
Anywho, I guess that's it.
Okay.
So, I actually have a few more podcasts. So if you like what you hear here and you want to hear more TV shenanigans, if you like soap operas, check out my podcast, Soap Opera Love in the Afternoon, where I talk about your favorite daytime soaps in the UK and in the US. And if you are a fan of Bravo, you can check out my podcast, The Reality Reading Rainbow, where I read books by Bravo stars and talk about them. And this book that I'm going to be working on, I'm finishing up the book about Ramona Singer from The Real Housewives of New York. And the next book is The House of Hilton, that tells the story of Kathy, Kyle, and Kim Richards. So,
okay. And, I remember you announced to us one time, you said, "There's a documentary about Paris Hilton." And we're like, "Yeah."
Did you watch it?
No.
It's on YouTube.
I'm good.
No.
Well, no, it turned out that, like, she has PTSD because her parents had her kidnapped and sent to this school, like, in Utah. And she ended up being, like, abused at this school. It's crazy, actually. Anyway.
Terrible.
Wow.
No, it was. No,
this
no, it was,
this I, podcast no, took a dark turn, Les.
Les is not going to give up. He thinks he really wants us to be interested in this Paris Hilton documentary.
If you want to get a hold of me, you can find me on at my website, leskirkendallbarrett.com. Jason.
You can find us on Instagram at Lifetime of Hallmark Podcast. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Big Shot Jason. Kurt.
KurtFitzpatrick.com. It's Kurt with a K. And I was recently a guest on a podcast called, you could look this up, The Shelf Shedding Movie Show.ca. It's a Canadian podcast, and we discuss six different Al Pacino movies. That's done and out there. There's also, I have a Paul Newman one in the can and a Steve McQueen one coming up. So that's what's available right now.
And, give us a review. Definitely give us a review. Five stars. And did I mention that we are now on Amazon as well?
I'm not sure if you did. How did they find us there?
Amazon Prime.
On Amazon Music. Amazon now has a podcast platform, and we are on it.
So I can just tell Alexa to listen to a Lifetime of Hallmark podcast?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wait, let's see if it works.
Welcome.
Alexa, play a Lifetime of Hallmark podcast.
Let me see if this works. Hold on. Ooh, it's doing it.
Oh,
it's doing it through my Apple podcast, so it's not doing it through Amazon.
Alexa, stop.
Because now it's telling me I need to open up my phone. But I think I have that set as my default podcast player. I'll change that.
Which episode did she
It'll probably just take playing. Well, so it didn't start playing. It says, you need to log into Apple Podcasts to do that through your phone.
Are we on Spotify, too?
We are.
Yes. Oh, we've been on Spotify forever.
And we're on iHeartRadio, of course, Podbean.
Yeah. Yes.
Nice.
And I guess that's it. So I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.